January the 8th, 1992, when England hosted their first meeting. And today we're honored to have Lisa C., who was one of those people in attendance, one of the founding members of CA in England, to share with us. So please come on, Lisa.
Oh, hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm an alcoholic and an addict. And amazing listening to all of you and the history. Yeah, my God, you guys are just incredible. And it was very emotional hearing Johnny's voice at the beginning. Just a very quick history of how it came about. I flew into LA, I think some point in early summer in 1991. And I went to an AA meeting somewhere in Hollywood. I was staying in Santa Monica and I drove up to Hollywood and I went to this meeting and there was this really cute guy sharing called Johnny S. I thought, wow, I like this meeting. This is really good. And he was really funny. And I thought, hey, well, this is great. Anyway, said hi to him afterwards and that was it. And just went on my merry way back to Santa Monica and thought, yeah, no, this trip to LA is great. I like this. Anyway, the next day I went to a lunchtime AA meeting in Santa Monica and Johnny S. was doing the chair. And I went up to him afterwards. I said, do you speak at all the meetings out here? And that was the beginning of our friendship. And we got on like a house on fire. And for the rest of the trip, we hung out a lot and it was really great. And then he started talking about CA. He said, we started this thing called 10 years ago. Because there are quite a lot of us in AA that use drugs and people in AA weren't that keen on us sharing about it. And what had happened for me is I'd been in England. My drugs of choice were cocaine, speed, pills, loads of alcohol. And NA was a very young fellowship when I came in 1985. I only had a handful of meetings in England, in London. And I was in my sort of mid-20s when I got sober in 1985. And there were a lot of people around my age in NA, but it was like being on the set of Rebel Without a Cause. It was so, you know, everyone was so cool and the leather jackets and the this and that. And they were all heroin users and I didn't use heroin. So I didn't feel like I really belonged there. And I felt cozy in AA. But Johnny told me all about this and I said, you know, and he said, I'd really love it if you took it to England. I said, well, we've got NA there and I don't think they'd like it very much if I brought this over. And it kind of covers the drug thing. He said, well, does it cover your drug story? I said, well, no, but you know, they're the drug people back home. And anyway, he said, look, I've got this tape. Please listen to this tape before you make a decision. And so I flew home and I listened to the tape on the plane home. And it was all about Johnny telling his story and telling about the beginning of CA. And by the time I got off the plane, I was like, right, I'm going to do this. And I contacted him and let him know. And because when I heard that tape, I thought if I set up a meeting in England, even just one meeting, and that's all there ever is, and it saves one person's life because they could identify with what was being shared, like I couldn't identify an NA at that time. NA is much broader now, but then it was, I didn't identify because it wasn't my drug of choice, using heroin, and that's really what people in NA were talking about at the time. And I thought if this saves one person's life because they get the identity when they come to this meeting that covers everything they did. And what was so cool for me is it covered the alcohol and the drugs in one package. And I loved that and all other mood altering substances. Just fantastic. It nailed it. And so I came back and there was someone else in AA who I knew was a big cocaine user. And I spoke to her, I said, I'm going to, you know, set up this meeting. She said, well, my friend Alan has just come back from America a couple of months ago, and he's met one of the founders of CA2, and he's going to set it up. I went, oh, okay. So we did it together. And I spoke to her recently, and she was at the meeting, and she remembers the meeting well. And it was in Hind Street in West London, Marylebone. And within a short time, we set up a second meeting in Chelsea. And now there's meetings all over England. So just look what you started, Johnny.